Hello and welcome to the John Covey podcast. I teach business owners, leaders and entrepreneurs profitable ways to create leads with ease to ensure their marketing gets results and that their business grows. Each week in my podcast, you'll find inspiring interviews, marketing strategies and proven ways to grow your business. Are you ready to produce greater results with less effort? Then sit back and enjoy. Oh, hello everybody. Welcome to the John Covey podcast. This is episode 60. Right, so this is going to be a short and snappy one. We don't have a guest this week. We do have one back next week. And for the next few weeks, we have different guests coming on as well, talking about all sorts of wonderful, magical and interesting things. But the thing that I'm going to talk to you about now is something that I think everybody knows is important. And I think everybody does it to some degree. But I feel like I've been massively guilty of this in the past. But I think that where a lot of people struggle is with the social media. And they find it challenging for lots of different reasons. It could be because they don't know what to say. It could be because they're scared that if they do put something out there, it might be frowned upon. People might disagree with them. People might challenge them. It causes a conflict, and people generally don't like conflict. There is some people who thrive on conflict, but for the most part, a lot of people don't. So they go through a stage where they start getting some attention. And unfortunately, when they get attention, or when anybody gets attention, the unfortunate side of it is that people then start to criticize. And this is just how it actually happens. People will start to naturally criticize people that's getting attention. And whether or not that's a need, that's a demand, that's look at me, you're forgetting me, whether that's something, it could be lots of different reasons. What I do know is that every intent that we do, every action that we do has a positive intent behind it. So we're doing it for some reason. Even the keyboard warriors are doing it for a reason. They're doing it to try and protect themselves or to make them feel important, so that's to prove something. But there's lots of different things, and I'm not going to go into that right now. Maybe that is a different podcast. Maybe I'll get on to one of the previous guests who specialize in a lot of the psychology and a lot of the why we do things that we do. So probably would be really good to speak to a couple of the previous guests about this particular topic. But people are genuinely quite scared. And I get that. I understand that. And I think that it's challenging right now because people have been encouraged to have opinions. And a lot of the time, the things that people will say to you over the web, they wouldn't dream of saying it to you in person. They wouldn't dream of saying it to you to your face. But it's so much easier for them to be able to channel their opinion to you when it's on a computer, when it's the other side of a screen. Now, that's not a bad thing, by the way. I think that it's really important to understand this, is that you being able to accept people's criticisms and other people's opinions, because just because they don't agree with you doesn't mean that you're right and they're wrong, or they're right and you're wrong. It's people's opinions, and people's entitled to their opinions. It's none of your business at the end of the day. If someone's got a different opinion, that's their opinion. It's none of yours. And I think it's so easy for us to let this stop us, to lock us down and hold us back, to stop us doing the things that we want to do. So that's the first thing you got to understand, is that, do you know what? People will judge anyway. People will make an opinion about different situations, different things. They'll feel differently about one thing. They might change their mind the next day. But people will always, always have an opinion about something. You know, you could pull up to someone's house and you could pull up in a 25-year-old Ford Escort that's battered and hanging and beaten up, and people would say, my word, I thought you would have a better car than that. Equally, or opposite to that, you could turn up with a Ferrari and they'd be like, wow, look at them with his Ferrari. They're going to judge you. They're going to have an opinion regardless. And you've got to just get past that, because people are entitled to that. People are allowed to have these thoughts, these opinions. Doesn't mean it's any of your business. And what you will be alarmed to find out is that people genuinely, they don't think about you as much as you think they think about you as well. So The first thing I will say is that you've got to move towards this. You've got to start using this. This is a tool. This social media is a fantastic weapon that when you use that with the other marketing tactics that you have, then you can have a lot of great attention yourself. You can have a lot of great leads. You can have a lot of advertising for free. Do you know what I mean? Yes, you have to pay for it in time, but it's a fantastic resource. Now, the podcast today, really, what I want to share is just a really good schedule that I've used. I used it many years ago. I mean, we're talking 9 years ago when I had a social media agency when nobody else was doing this. We were managing some big companies for their looking after their accounts. We've got decent. We've got a big, big 4,000 square foot office that we turned into a Google, like a Google lab. It was fantastic. We used to have races around the office on chairs, the roller chairs. We had a good time. But one of the things that we had was a calendar. It was a real power tool, if you like, to help you manage your social media much more effectively. And what I will do, I'll not be able to get this done for maybe a couple of days or so, but I will manage to do this, but I'll put together a download that you can have. If you're interested in using this tool, I'll give you a download so you can download it, and it'll be done as an Excel sheet or I use Google Sheets, so I'll just be able to share you one that you can just rip and copy for yourself and use. But basically, if you can use a calendar, a monthly plan that allows you then to be able to schedule this going forward, it makes your time in using social media much more effective, but it also makes sure that you've got a very clear idea of what it is that you want to do as well. Now, the way that I do this is the very first thing that we do is we set up a monthly calendar. So the monthly calendar is going to look for the month ahead, hence the name monthly calendar. But what we're going to do is we're going to highlight certain sections of the calendar that's going to be represented through tasks or campaigns or things that you're going to do. So this could be, for example, it could be that you have a particular campaign that you're running right now. So then you're going to allocate a color to that campaign and you're going to slot it in. Maybe you do this campaign 3 days a week. Maybe you do it for the full week. Maybe it's a fortnight or maybe it's the full month. But you highlight it in this particular color on your sheet so you can see exactly what's going on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, whatever it is. Then if you're going to do any webinars, put out a color that's dedicated to just the webinar and slide that into the calendar as well. That might be that you're going to do it once a month and it's going to be the second Thursday of the month. I don't know. Maybe it's the second Tuesday of the month. Whenever you think it is. Could be that you're going to do two a month. Might be that you do one a week. But you put it into the calendar so that it's there. Same with your blog post. How often are you going to blog? And listen, this is the thing that's really important. And this is down to the coaching that I've had, the coaching that I give, is that if you start to have these ideas about things that you want to do, it's great. The problem with ideas is that they don't really turn into reality. Do you know, the idea gets exciting, but for you to make it real, for you to actually make this idea, this excitement become a reality, you have to make it real. And the way that you do that is by scheduling it. You put it into your calendar, you put it into your system. So listen, if you want to make sure that you're starting to blog on a regular basis, you have to put it into your calendar. You've got to block out some time to do this. So let's say that you're going to do one a week. Do you know, I remember reading some reports from HubSpot, which is a marketing platform. I use it as my CRM tool. It's incredible. I remember seeing a report from them, and I forget the numbers exactly now, so I'm going to kind of go along with some stats for this. But it was something like, if you could blog up to four times a week, it increased like the amount of leads and business that you got from your website drastically. But if you could do it more, if you could do four blogs a day, which, listen, for the most part is insane, it's a ridiculous amount of content, but if you could do four blogs a day, I'm pretty certain the content said you was 60, it increased your lead capacity by 16 times. It was just insane the amount of leads that you got through your website from blogs. Now, what they also went on to say is that a lot of the new leads that came from their website actually came from really old blogs. So it's important that you start now. If you've not got a blog on your site or it's something that you've been meaning to do for a while, definitely make some time to do it because it's vital for leads. It's good for SEO. Google love blogs because it's fresh content. It's just really good. So start doing it. And it's actually enjoyable to sit down and start getting some things out of your mind. Get it onto paper first if you need to, then start typing it, or however it's going to be best for yourself. Thinking on paper is a great way, by the way. So start to get, I mean, that's something I really highly recommend that you do. But put a schedule in for your blogs. If you're going to do like a slide share, like LinkedIn's incredible at the moment. If you've got a PDF, you can upload your PDF into LinkedIn and it creates it into almost like a slide share. So you can slide across. You might have seen some of these drop into your timeline. If you use LinkedIn, jump onto my profile and you'll see exactly what I mean. Just search for John Covey, John without the H, J-O-N, as it is on the site that you're listening to right now, jonjohncovey.com. Have a look at my LinkedIn profile and you'll see exactly what I mean with these slideshare animation type things that you can do. It's great. It's so good. Gets really good engagement as well. Podcast. Are you going to do your own podcast? Do you do your own podcast? Is it sporadic? Is it something that you do and then you forget and then you run out of time? So are you going to schedule some time in to do it? Are you going to say, right, every single Wednesday, I'm going to do a podcast? Or maybe you can do it once a month again, or twice a month. Joe, maybe it's bi-monthly. I don't know what it is going to be, but make sure that there's a schedule for that. And the reason why this stuff's really important is if you can put all this stuff into your content calendar, into your monthly calendar to start with, you can then see what's going to look, what's the month ahead looking like. So then you can start to build your promotional messages around the content that's in. So that you know if your podcast is on the, you know, the third Wednesday of the month, or the, you know, every Wednesday of the month, or whatever it is, it gives you ample time to promote it, to share it into your audience, to, you know, make a post to Twitter or to Facebook or to even LinkedIn. But you've got to make sure that you put this in here, otherwise you'll forget. And then maybe have another one for like special campaigns or other, or things that you want to just test, and put a bit of time in there as well, so it frees up some time for you to test what's happening in social media. Now, once you've got that content calendar in place, what's really good is then to have a repository of available tools that you're going to use for your social media. And what I mean by available tools is it's basically another spreadsheet that sits with inside this, and it'll have tools that you can refer back to. And as a tool, it could be you've got a landing page, which is a tool for your website. It might be that you have a link to the podcast that has a pop-up, and it's a tool to be able to capture emails for people that's interested in your podcast. So you can start to build a repository of these tools that's going to help you to create more reach in your audience. The repository can also have additional posts. It might be things that you want to share, and rather than having to type it out every time, you have it stored in this repository so you can always come back. It's quick copy paste, move it across to where you need it. It's really good as a stopgap, as somewhere that you can go to. It's a bank of access that you can turn to anytime you need it to get this information. Now, what I would do then is after that is create a separate tab within this Excel sheet that has each social platform that you use. So it could be Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. It could be Pinterest if you're using that. Might be YouTube. Wherever it is that you're going to be using your social channels, is it Snapchat? There's lots to choose from right now, and I think that you should definitely be thinking about having a presence on all of them. Now, that don't mean that you've got to really go full tilt on all of them, because I know it's challenging to try and manage all of them effectively. Like, it's much better to have some presence on all of them but manage one really well. The reason I said that, by the way, is that if you went all in on Instagram, for example, or Snapchat, or one of the, well, I don't know which platform it is, and that platform gets turned off tomorrow and you've built your entire audience and community on that one platform, you're kind of scuppered. So, I mean, it's unlikely that that would happen, but who knows? Who knows what government policies could change and all of a sudden it's all wiped out? But if you can build some traction on all platforms, it's much better to have some visibility there as well, so that you can always bounce back to the one that is still around if this happens. But, I mean, you want to be certainly thinking about having an audience or certainly a channel with wherever your audience is. Now, the audience is going to be likely everywhere, because a B2B person that might have once been on LinkedIn will also more than likely have a Facebook profile They may also be on Twitter and probably Instagram as well. So the B2B, the B2C market's completely changed. It's all about people to people right now. And it's obviously accessible to most people. But let's just say we're going to pick one, and you can duplicate this kind of process as well. But the one that we'll pick Facebook, because it's just the obvious one. So what you want is a calendar system, again, that's booked out on a spreadsheet. So again, I use Google Sheets. And this one, you could have it says date, time, the message that you want to send, any links that you're going to send them to, which campaign it's going to tie into, if it ties into any particular campaign, and then a quick link to the image. Now, the reason it's laid out like this is that a lot of social scheduling tools will let you do a bulk upload. So if you make sure that you get the right fields in the right place with the times and the dates and the message, the links, etc., some of these tools will allow you to bulk upload. So you could literally write off 500, if you like, social media posts and bulk upload it all in one go. Now, I don't know if a platform will let you do 500 at a time. Maybe they will, I'm not sure. You'd have to double check. But you could bulk upload at the at any given time, so it just saves you a lot of time with your social media. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean schedule everything, because there's no social in that, is there? So you've got to make sure that you're obviously interacting and you're being social in between all of this. But what this campaign allows you to do, what this schedule, this planner, this content monthly calendar allows you to do, is to stay ahead of the curve. So it could be, again, like I say, if it's linking back to a campaign. So you're going to say, for example, this is going to go out on Monday, which is the 2nd of July, and I'm going to send it out at 8:57 a.m. in the morning. The message is going to say X, Y, and Z. I'm going to link it back to my website, so there's more details here where they can book on, they can buy it, they can, whatever it is, they can read more. It's linked to the campaign, so you know exactly where it's from. But then you've got an image as well, so that your job's done. So you've got a link to the image. Maybe this is an image from a free resource like Pixabay or FreePic. Make sure you cite it where it's from, by the way, as well. Make sure you give the credits back to the artist that's created these. But again, what you've got then is the entire post is taken care of, and you've just got to sit back. Then what you would do, or what I would advise you to do, is make sure that the time that you're saving from not having to post all the time, use that to engage. Use that to get into the audience, into the communities, and start chatting with these people as well, and build that community. Now, we can go into a lot more detail with this, because you can then start to segment down the type of content for the platform that you're on. Because generally speaking, let's look at Facebook. People on Facebook are really interested in your dirty laundry. That's what people like from Facebook. They want to know what's going on behind the scenes. So knowing that's the case, why don't you give them the juice? Give them things that's happening a day in your life, things that's behind the scenes, what you're up to, where you're going. Like these type of things like that, what people are genuinely really interested in. You might not think they are, but people are. There's going to be people that will be interested in the things that you're doing behind the scenes. Twitter, sound bites, give them lots of information. It's a sound bite, it's a news channel, it's something that's quick and fast. No, give them some information through there, what's happening in that sense. Instagram, make it beautiful. Give them that pretty video, that beautiful GIF, that animation, that picture, whatever it is. Show them the beauty of it, of the things that you do. LinkedIn, share your knowledge, give your information. Like just pass that stuff away. And if you could start to take these platforms to pieces and understand why each person is going to each platform, it makes things so much easier for yourself, and it also makes the content that you're sharing much, much more engaging as well. That's like literally a quick fire social media 101. Like it's so important to business. You can get so much benefit from using social media for business. Again, the biggest issue I see with people is that they're unsure what to say. They're scared that they might get some kickback from there. And so it just stops them from taking any action and doing anything. My best advice is plan ahead. If you plan ahead, if you've got full control of the plan, you know what's going to happen. It makes it a lot easier for you to actually come back to any kickback that you've got. But it also makes it very easy for you to understand what you're going to post as well. Guys, I hope you've enjoyed that. Look out for the next podcast next week. We've got some great guests coming up. If you want the social media calendar, and I've not done it in the next couple of days, just send a tweet to @John_Covey or find me on any of the social channels and I'll send it to you. If I've not managed to put it together on the site, drop me a message on the social channels and I'll send you the copy of a link to it, or however I'm going to do it as well. Have an absolutely wonderful day, and I'll see you again soon.